following paid program is furnished by Dr. Steve Pettirudi. It's for basic entertainment and informational purposes only and is solely responsible for its content. It does not necessarily reflect the views of Cumulus Media, its management, or its staff. News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pettirudi. Join Dr. Pettirudi as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pettirudi.
Good morning, everybody. It's Dr. Steve Pettirudi, and thank you for listening to Intellectual Medicine. I'm here on a beautiful morning. We're going to be talking, about a lot of things today. Chief among them is the essence of intellectual medicine. But first, let me say good morning to Nick. Nick, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good, Dr. Pettirudi.
Nick, you have a beautiful head of hair. I just want to say I happen to notice that.
I appreciate that.
I suppose you're wondering why I'm commenting on hair this morning.
Yeah, but I need it. I'm always self-conscious of it.
How about if I told you that at Intellectual Medicine, we have pioneered techniques to grow hair? How cool is that?
Well, I'd say I need to pony up and get a nice paying job because I'd like to have hair for a while.
Well, listen, you line up a room full of 100 young men and women, and show of hands, how many people are looking forward to losing their hair? None of the hands are going to go up. So we at Intellectual Medicine have been busy studying what is out there. And, you know, think about intellectual medicine, or more broadly, intellectualism. There are a few key ingredients. So we'll talk about hair again. And before we're done today, folks, you're going to know the state of the art, the cutting edge, the world class methods for saving your hair, growing your hair if it's falling out. And then we're going to be talking to Dr. Robert Leonard, world renowned hair transplant surgeon, and he'll enlighten us as to the advances of in his field. Hey, don't take it for granted. Because things happen to come from Rhode Island. It tends to be this sort of negativity at times regarding our beautiful state. Dr. Robert Leonard, folks, is one of the greatest in the world at what he does. At Intellectual Medicine, we are world leaders in what we do. You can travel the nation. You will not find a more advanced form of anti-aging therapy, weight loss treatment, functional cancer intervention, then you can get right here in your backyard. And people wonder, you know, when we started, Shannon and I, remember how we started, Shannon? You can't talk to me yet. You're still videoing. And people said you should not do this in Rhode Island. Rhode Islanders are not that bright. They're not that progressive. And they will not understand what you're trying to do. Well, we've proven them wrong, folks. You have proven them wrong. So let's talk for a moment about intellectualism. You need a few key ingredients. Number one, curiosity. Number two, access to information. And number three, the freedom to execute that. Now, in our society, some of these attributes are being eroded while others are being amplified. Curiosity, God bless you, you're Americans, you have that spirit about you. Access to information, the beauty of the internet. Anything I say, you can Google and find out if it's true or if there's nothing to back it up. That's a beautiful thing. It holds us all accountable. In fact, everything that we say is validated in literature, experience, science, and intellectual medicine. How about that third component, the freedom to act? Folks, that is what is under assault in very insidious ways. Your freedom is not always stripped from you at the pointy end of a bayonet. Sometimes it comes in the form of sucking away your latitude, your ability to execute freedom by taking all of your money. If you got no money, you got no freedom. If you have no choices, you have no freedom. If you don't have dominion over your body, what goes in it and what stays out of it, you have no freedom. So let's connect a couple of dots. And then I promise we're going to talk about hair. We're going to talk about advances in cancer and anything that's on your mind. But this folks, is central. Without the freedom, never mind everything above that I just said, the most compelling advances in medicine, in fact, in the world, happen on the edge of intellectualism. And they always threaten established dogmas and established power bases. It takes, on average, 17 to 18 years for a new innovation to become accepted. That is, it takes about as long as its critics take to die off. At Intellectual Medicine, we have discovered a cure for obesity. I will say that boldly. Our success rate is over 90%. It is permanent. It is durable. And it works because we have integrated intellectual advances into the practice of medicine to solve the most difficult thing to do in all of medicine, and that is control excess adiposity. Why is it not the standard of care? It's not the standard of care because it threatens dogma. It threatens the power base as it currently exists. It comes from without, not from within. At Intellectual Medicine, we are pioneering methods of how to extend human lifespan. You know, nowadays, middle age begins at 74. 74. But there's a problem. This year, health premiums, what a joke. Sick insurance, that's what it really is, folks. If you look to your health insurance, and I'm using that term very loosely, to hold on to your health, you have no hope. It's sick insurance. It's there for the bad moments, the unfortunate moments, or to help compensate for a lifetime of neglect. If you want to stay healthy, that's on you, your responsibility. But here's the problem. When your premiums go up 22% as they are currently under the disaster known as Obamacare, 22%, and at the same time your options are starting to wither, your freedom has been corroded. When the state transfers to a bureaucracy critical elements of your freedom, and they have the power to strip that freedom from you without so much as a vote, you've lost your freedom. Now I'm talking about the HPV mandate. The HPV mandate, and even if you're listening to me from other states, tune into this detail. Rhode Island is the only state in the union that requires its citizens to take an immunization in order to go to school, an immunization that poses no threat to the public at large, that is not communicable through the air, that requires sexual intimacy in order to be transferred. In other words, it doesn't threaten elementary or junior high school kids, but that's who they're forcing to take it. Why? Because they can. It's an experiment, folks, and they're seeing how docile you are. Put the noose around your neck nice and loosely. Oh, you can have a religious exemption. That's a bit of a joke, right? A religious exemption. As if there's a religion that disavows immunizations. Wait a few years. If you don't act now, that noose is going to tighten. The mandate will get more severe. Imagine a knock on the door one day and somebody standing there in a brown shirt with a uniform, and they hold out a drug and say, you must take this. It's a statin drug. It's good for you. We have determined that more people will be saved if you take this drug than if you don't. That's the equivalent of what's happening right now. We need to stop it. So look for the No HPV mandate. You can Google that, and you can join our movement for intellectual freedom. Now, how am I doing next? Should we bring on Doctor? How am I doing here with time? I got time. So do you want to bring in Dr. Leonard now or after the break? You want to bring him in now? Fantastic. All right. Well, let me talk for a moment, though. I want to introduce him. Dr. Leonard, as I mentioned, a world-class expert in hair restoration. And I will say this. I have seen Dr. Leonard. I am the beneficiary of his talents. Folks, it's a good thing that the hair that I have. See, I don't have a receding hairline, and my hair is not thinning. It's thickening. And it wouldn't be there if it weren't for Dr. Leonard and for the other things that we are currently doing, which I'll share with you later in the program. But the thing that I love most about Dr. Leonard is his honesty. He will give you a straight-up opinion. Now, remember, folks, nobody sponsors us here. We get no consideration for any guests we have. We choose our guests because we believe in them. And so, too, with Dr. Robert Leonard. So without me blabbering further, let's bring him on board because I want to know what's going on in the world of hair restoration. Good morning,
it's
Dr.
Growing.
Leonard.
Good morning, Dr. Steve. How are you?
I am great. And, you know, I got to tell you, though, you've made my life a little more complicated.
How so?
Well, you know, in the old days, I used to just dash out the house. Now I actually have to, like, comb. I have to buy a comb.
You have to crimp now, huh?
I had to buy a comb. I haven't bought a comb in 15 years. It's very exciting for me. My hair looks fantastic in it.
Well, I'm so happy you're happy. I really am.
You know what? I know you mean that sincerely. And so how is the world of hair replacement? And I have a question about that. Do you see more and more people reaching out to you? Is this becoming a more widespread, a more accepted thing to do?
It's very much more widespread and accepted. When I started in practice 30 years ago, this year in fact, people are very, very private about their hair loss and the wish to restore it. So it was not uncommon, really, for me to go into the office for a consultation really quite late at night and have the patient come in the back door. Today, thankfully, with the techniques being as they are, people are coming in the front door now, and they're very pleased to learn more about what they can do about their hair loss. Because, as you said earlier, 100 people would say, yes, my hair loss bothers me, at least at some time in their lifetime.
That's right. Now, the thing, among the many things that I like about the way that you operate, it's the honesty of being able to structure a plan for the hair, because it's not a universal approach. That is, in my experience, the vision and the plan of how you're going to manage hair over time is just as important as the technique.
It's really important, because people have to realize that hair loss most definitely is a progressive condition. So if you don't do anything about your hair loss, I can promise people, and you know in medicine, we don't promise very much in medicine, but right. I can promise them that they will have less hair next year if they don't treat it. So we have a two-pronged approach at Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, in that we first stabilize further progression of person's hair that's on their head now. That's very important. And the second is to restore the hair, to regrow hair. So we have three non-surgical treatments for hair loss. And those are two medications and one device called the Capillus 272 laser therapy. Yep. And those three things work to stabilize progression extraordinarily well. So we'll get a young guy come in the office with, for example, a little receded hairline, and he wants to have a hair transplant procedure. And certainly that is not the first thing to do, because if it makes sense. If someone is continuing to lose his hair and we transplant a new hairline and they continue to lose the hair behind the transplant, they're going to have to come back again next year for another transplant, which is not the appropriate thing to do. We have to stop progression. Very important.
Now, can you tell when you look at a head, can you say this dude is going to end up like St. Francis of Assisi and this guy is just going to have a little bit of hair loss? Is there a means of determining for that, the 25-year-old, the 35-year-old, how that head is going to look when it's done shedding?
Well, what we do, I don't have a crystal ball. That is really a crystal ball question. But
okay.
We ask about family history, and there are a lot of myths about hair loss. One is that it's only evidence on the mother's side of the family. That's a myth. It's not true. There's equal numbers of patients whose father's side of hair loss as mother's side. So what I tell people is, you have to look at your genetic history. And
right.
If there's hair loss in prior generations, your likelihood of having hair loss is increased. And so I can't see, I tell people, I don't know how bald you become or how fast, but I know it will get worse. So we have to treat it sooner versus later.
Well, let's talk about the latest innovation. Now, the traditional, I mean, I don't even want to call it traditional, because there have been so many advances. What is the cutting edge right now? What are you doing at Leonard Hair?
Well, we're doing two different things. First of all is laser therapy. Laser therapy is a relatively new treatment that will actually stabilize further progression of hair loss in 90% of people, big number, and regrowth of hair in 60% of people. We have a device called Capillus 272 Pro, which is a dome that has 272 lasers built into it. It fits inside a baseball cap, and the patient will wear this device at home. So it's very convenient and very effective, a half an hour every other day. It's very easy. That's really the latest and greatest, because it's easy to use, and it's very effective, and people really like it a lot.
I gotta tell you, I'm using that right now, Bob, and I have noticed thickening of hair, and in fact, other people have commented.
Right. The other thing people have to know about hair loss and hair loss treatments is that it absolutely requires patience, because anything impacts the follicle after 4 months, so it takes 4 months before anything works, whether it's a non-surgical treatment or a hair transplant. It takes about 4 months for the transplant to grow as well. So patience is very important, because people very often stop therapy. Same thing with weight loss, as you described. You stop doing it too soon, and you don't get effect.
So the old-fashioned zipper in the back versus individual follicles, do you do both, and how do you pick one?
We do both, yes. The traditional transplant is also called the strip technique. Excuse me, and we've been doing that now for many years. It's evolved over the decades, really. And with that, we remove, after everything's numb, we remove a strip of skin from the back of the head and suture together, and then the patient's hair will cover right over that area. There's no visibility immediately after surgery.
Right.
And our team then, under magnification, will dissect the strip into individual pieces called grafts, and they have one hair, two hair, three hairs, and four hairs today. People think of that old plug technique from two decades ago that had very large numbers of grafts, but these are very tiny, and then we have those in a petri dish. An alternative way to remove the grafts on the back of the head is called FUE, follicular unit extraction. And there's several devices that are available on the market now. We have a couple. One is called the Artist Robotic Device, which literally is a robotic arm that Dr. LaCresta and myself will use to actually remove the grafts individually from the back of the head. So FUE is the technique. Different doctors call things different things, but we have this, these devices and remove the grafts. So now we have two different ways to remove the graft.
So exciting.
Pardon?
That's so exciting. I mean, you have these, it's so exciting to know that world-class hair transplant is right here around. I have one more question, though.
Yes.
You know I played football at Tufts University, don't you?
I remember.
I was pretty good. Now, you know, I noticed you have a lot of Patriots on your roster.
I do.
Yeah, but how's it look for me? You know, just a look. I just want to look. Maybe a little tryout, you think? Do you think, Shan? I think I still got it.
I think you still have it.
Let's see if we can help you out there, Doctor.
All right. Dr. Robert Leonard, Bob, if you can, just share with our listeners your phone number in case they want to get in touch with you.
Sure. The easiest way to reach the office is calling 1-800-GET-HAIR. It's an easy number, 1-800-GET-HAIR. And my website is very informational. It's hairdr.com.
Thanks, Bob. You are the best. Thanks for getting up early and joining us at Intellectual Medicine. We'll be back after these breaks. You too. Yeah, baby. Richie Havens, freedom. That's what it's about, folks. Freedom. The freedom to choose how you want your health care to be. The freedom to stay alive, to stay young. What do you think about middle age lasting until age 74, Shan?
I think that's an appropriate number.
Yeah, no, that's actually an actuarial judgment based upon lifespan thereafter. They expect people at that age will live another 15 years. Stay tuned because we don't think that's enough. Living and having longevity only has merit if you have vitality. And for those of you who choose to, you also get to have a full head of hair. Now, we're going to be telling you about the inventions we have created at the Intellectual Medicine Center, the hair growth cream that I have pioneered.
Yes, you have.
I have.
I know.
It's
I'm
a
agreeing
formula
with
that
you.
I created.
You did.
And it's growing hair.
It is growing hair.
And then we're going to talk about the PRFM.
Yes.
Go ahead and tell us what that is. Just the words. It's platelet.
Rich.
Yes.
Fibrin matrix.
Yeah, baby.
Also known as PRP to other people who don't know what that is.
Okay. Well, we'll talk to Mary from Foster, and then after the break, we'll have an opportunity to expand that. Good morning, Mary. You're on Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pederuti.
Yeah, I hope so. Supposing you pull your hair out.
If you pull your hair out, the question is, what happens next? Is that it, Mary?
No, it's just I've been pulling my hair out all my life.
Okay.
Well, say, don't pull your hair out. Why not? It falls out eventually.
So, in other words, it's a habit of yours to sometimes pull on your hair to the point that it actually comes out.
Right.
Okay. That is termed trichotillomania. I know they have a fancy name for it, and it's a subconscious behavior that is very hard to stop. Folks who do that are achieving some degree of psychological comfort from the act of pulling the hair out. You typically see it along the sides of the head. Now, that can lead to permanent loss. The follicle can become scarred, and it becomes very difficult for that hair to regrow. It is a treatable condition. I would talk with your family doctor and let them know what's happening. And there are things that can be done to try to interrupt the pattern of hair pulling. Of course, one thing would be to cut it so short that you can't get a grip on it. That's one approach. And then, you know, those bald spots that may be there after years of that type of activity typically can be helped. That can be helped with transplant. And, you know, women do transplants, and that's one indication for it. But you want to stop the loss, Mary. So that would be worth exploring and seeing if it can be interrupted. That is, of course, if it bothers you, Mary. If it doesn't bother you, then you know,
my
who cares?
My hair is so thick. It's been thick all my life.
Yep.
And I pull it out. People, don't pull your hair out. Well, I tried pulling out hair just now, and I couldn't get any out. So I have hair. Yep. Everybody says it's beautiful.
Well, you know, you have beautiful hair. It's thick as all get out.
Yeah.
And every now and then you happen to pull some out. Mary, it's nobody's business but your own in that case. And if it doesn't bother you,
then
nobody else is invited to comment, are they?
And if I was bald, I wouldn't care.
Well, then you have a great philosophy of life. Listen, folks, you live how you want to live. Nobody else gets to comment. Nice talking to you, Mary. Up next. Doug Lizette with the news. I'm Dr. Pedderudi. Take it away, Doug.
News Talk 630 and 99.7 FM WPRO presents Intellectual Medicine with Dr. Pedderudi. Join Dr. Pedderudi as he guides people towards living the 120 lifespan while retaining youth. He'll apply logic, reason, and scientific evidence to address conditions that drain people of their joy and vitality while protecting people from the harmful aspects of conventional medicine. Now, here's Dr. Steve Pedderudi.
Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Steve Pedderudi here with Shannon and Nick behind the glass at WPRO. Thanks to Doug Lizette from the Seascape News Center for those updates. You know, Mary highlighted, I think, an important detail, Shannon, and it is philosophy. Intellectual medicine does not presume that everybody should have the same approach to their own health, their life, and the things that they value. Now, we just had Dr. Leonard on talking about how to restore and maintain your hair. That's not important for everybody. Mary doesn't care if her hair thins out. And that's important to know. What do you value? If you don't mind certain things happening to you, now you have choices about how to maintain your hair, how to maintain your youth, your strength, your brain, how to control excess body fat. You have choices about how to manage your cancer. And we're going to be discussing all of those over our time together here at Intellectual Medicine. But today I'd like to focus on some exciting advances in the field of hair preservation and restoration. I happen to like having hair on my head. I would prefer more, but you know, you do what you can with what you got. Now we have advances. As I was telling Shannon, we have put together a topical cream that has ingredients that will stimulate hair growth and maintain the hair that you have. I am not in favor of oral pharmacology for the purpose of maintaining hair. On that detail, Dr. Leonard has a different philosophy and approach, one that I respect, and I think it is reasonable for people to consider. However, I like alternatives that don't involve ingesting drugs that require me to stay on them. I like things that are my own, that are organic, that are of myself. So when we do these topical creams that are unique to Intellectual Medicine, they stimulate hair growth and can maintain thinning hair. But the most exciting thing is the breakthrough called PRFM, platelet-rich fibrin matrix. This is a substance that we derive from your own body that we can inject into the scalp that will stimulate hair growth. It helps your body create new hair follicles. If you're a young man and the hair is beginning to thin, if you've had a hair transplant and you're fighting to maintain that hair, or if you're a woman and you're having the middle-aged hair thinning that you're not fond of, the first step, of course, is getting it medically evaluated. Now, we've spoken before about functional thyroid treatment, and I can't tell you how many people come to see me suffering symptoms of fatigue, weight gain, dry skin, constipation, brain fog, who turn out to have functional low thyroid. That means that the thyroid test, folks, is normal according to laboratory standards, but the functional capacity of the thyroid is starting to diminish to the point that it's causing symptoms. When that is corrected, all those symptoms evaporate. Now, if that's not enough and we determine everything is healthy medically, the injectable treatment called PRFM is fantastic. It has been proven in independent studies, and you can find those studies on our website. What's our website, Chan?
It is im-120.com.
IM, what was the IM-120 stand for? I know that.
Do you? Maybe they can guess.
It's Intellectual Medicine.
Oh, shocking.
120, and the 120 stands for what we believe your lifespan should be. Not only do we believe it, but science endorses it, and it's fact. It's even in the book of Genesis for those who are biblically literate. Anyhow, back to PRFM. How does it happen? First, we draw some of your own blood out of your vein. Simple to do, just like giving a blood sample for the lab. We then spin it in a specialized centrifuge that separates the red and white blood cells from the clear part, the plasma. That plasma has concentrated platelets in it. Platelets are possessed of growth factors that stimulate your hair to grow. We can inject that back into the scalp in a painless process that will stimulate hair follicular growth. That process has been proven effective in 23 out of 25 people studied in one study. We have other evidence of it as well. And we're now offering that at Intellectual Medicine. The other beautiful thing about PRFM is that it can restore volume to facial skin as well. I often say in my practice, you want to live to be 120. You want the energy, the mental clarity, the strength to get there, but you don't want to look the part. I kind of like my face where it is, and if I had my choice, I would not let it age. Well, certainly some aging does occur, but it can be powerfully affected by what we do, how we manage our skin and our health. When we have our hormones replaced, the skin gets better because we're making collagen. When we use the PRFM, it is organic, it's natural, it's your own body creating healing factors that stimulate the growth of blood vessels in your skin. That gives you that youthful glow that you lost. It rebuilds and grows tissue, taking away sunken cheeks and nasolabial folds. This, folks, is the breakthrough we've all been waiting for at Intellectual Medicine. We integrate this and we judge how best to apply it. You know, I spoke before about Dr. Robert Leonard's honesty in his assessments. At Intellectual Medicine, that's the most important part of this process. If the only tool you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. At Intellectual Medicine, our toolbox is full. So we can integrate these in a way to keep your face young, your hair full, your body vital, your sexual function at its optimum level. That's the process where we pull it all together. We even have an approach that stimulates growth hormone to accelerate the healing of skin and of face. Exciting stuff at Intellectual Medicine. Check out that website. How am I doing, Nick? Do we need to take a break here? We do. Folks, stay with us. When we come back, we're going to be talking about some advances and headlines in the field of medicine. I'm Dr. Steve Pettirudi. This is Intellectual Medicine. Hey, everybody. It's Dr. Pettirudi. Beautiful morning. Thanks for tuning in. Here at WPRO, the voice of Southern New England, we are pioneering the ways to keep you alive, to keep you young. But the most important aspect of this, Intellectual Medicine, is to give you the information so you can exercise your own freedom. Now, we've heard today from Dr. Robert Leonard, an expert in hair transplantation and restoration. You have heard this morning about advances in technology that enable you to keep your hair and to grow more of it. The compounded creams that we have created, the injections known as PRFM that can grow more hair, that can restore your face to a more youthful status. But the most important thing, as embodied by the spirit of Mary who called, is the freedom to make these choices. It's not required to maintain your youth. It's an option. And it doesn't make anybody better if you choose to execute that option. If you choose to do things to keep your face young and your hair full, if you choose to do things to maintain your youthful energy and to lose weight, that's your prerogative. Doesn't make us better than anybody else. I happen to make those choices. I like having that freedom. I believe in it because I live it, and I've seen the benefit it can give people. Restoration of their joy in life. But ultimately, it comes down to your choice, and that's what we try to encourage at Intellectual Medicine. These are the options that lie outside the field of medicine. Where we move is a place where patients and people need us to move. Conventional medicine has no remedy for obesity, none. You go to see your doctor, they'll say, you know, you ought to lose weight. No kidding. Gee, I hadn't thought of that, doc. Thanks for telling me. We actually have the treatment that works. Why did we discover it? Because we are intellectually curious, and we never stop. If you're getting older, if you ever hear this phrase emanating from your doctor's mouth, well, you know, you are getting older. As a summary of symptoms you are battling, rush to the phone and call us, because that is a surrender. If something is occurring because you are aging, well, that's irreversible. However, chronologic aging, the process of gaining another year of life on the planet, does not mean that our body has to collapse. There is nothing chronologically inevitable about thinning bone, shrinking muscle, fading brains, shrinking genitals, loss of sexual, mental, and physical vitality. It's fascinating to me that once the drug companies come up with a drug for something, it no longer becomes part of normal aging. It becomes worthy of treatment. Think about osteoporosis, the thinning of bone. For millions of years, that's what happened to people inevitably as they aged. Then they discovered biphosphonates like Fosamax and others. And suddenly, everybody's getting bone density and everybody's getting recommended for treatment. Oops. It turns out the drugs make weak bone. It turns out the drugs can cause complications. What a shock, right? That an artificial drug might have a delayed complication. Who would have thought? Folks, it happens all the time. Why not maintain your body naturally by giving it the hormones it wants and needs to thrive, by monitoring that thyroid function, by controlling the weight? And yes, absolutely, by maintaining your appearance as much as you want and can. So some folks call it aesthetic. Shannon, did you brush your teeth, comb your hair today? What is that, some kind of shallow vanity on your part?
Every day, apparently.
Brushing teeth, combing hair. You see what I'm getting at, folks? When we call something aesthetic, we give it a judgmental spin. Self-respect and maintaining our appearance is what we all do every day. The degree to which we choose to do it is a personal prerogative. Now, you don't have to brush your hair, right, Shannon? I mean, there's no law requiring it.
No, of course not.
Yeah, it's your prerogative. And by golly, I'm glad you did. You look great. Likewise, if you choose to get hair restoration or preserve it, it's a good choice. If you choose to treat the wrinkles, the brown spots, and the aging aspects of your face, it's a good choice. It's part of our self-esteem. You know, they did a study looking at children with Down syndromes, and they subjected some of them to surgery to alter their features so they didn't look like Down syndromes so much by their facial appearance. The world treated them differently, and they had higher IQs than the people that they did not change the appearance of. There have been studies correlating income to your appearance. Lean people with appealing features make more money. There are studies correlating criminal behavior to an increased rate of physical deformity. Now, nobody would ever judge you for correcting a physical deformity, and yet deformity and aesthetics and personal hygiene are all the same thing. It's just a matter of perspective. At Intellectual Medicine, we believe in the intrinsic beauty of every human, regardless of weight or appearance. We also believe in the freedom to make the choice to amplify your own appearance within your means. So we're going to continue this conversation. I think it's an important part of the whole. I'm Dr. Steve Pettirudi. We're going to take a break, and we'll be back in a few minutes at Intellectual Medicine. Thanks, folks.
It's astounding. Time is fading.
Oh, yeah. The time warp, madness, folks.
Takes its
Happy
toll.
Halloween, everybody.
But listen closely.
Are you dressing up for Halloween, Shannon?
No. No. I will be giving out candy, though.
All right. Now, do you think that Halloween is ultimately a sexist holiday?
Have you seen the costumes for women?
That's what I'm talking about.
A little bit.
So here's the thing, Nick. Have you noticed this is a costume? If you want a female costume, you just fill it in, and it is dot, 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 sleazy woman costume, right? It is the nurse costume, dot, 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 sleazy nurse.
Have you seen the crayon ones?
No, no,
so
tell
they have
me.
Women who dress up like they're crayons. They're supposed to be like, oh,
that's
fun.
Pretty innocent.
Yeah, except,
wrong
you know,
with that.
The skirt is about 2 inches below their backside.
Have they figured out a way to show cleavage in a crayon?
Oh, sure.
Sure they have. And you wonder why, you know, society is as it is, right? This is just, it seems some things are just intrinsic to the human species. And maybe having, I don't know, sexy Halloween costume is part of it. You don't see sexy guy costumes, do you?
No.
No.
I don't think we want to see that.
They're just, guy costumes tend to be like blood and gore, right? I am Chainsaw Massacre guy, and you are like sexy stewardess costume. I don't know what this all means. It's beyond the scope of this program, by golly. But what I do know, we're talking today, just to kind of summarize some of our high points. By the way, Shannon, we have a magnificent website, people, and we would invite you to visit it for the purpose of your own edification. Nowadays, you owe it to yourself to educate yourself on how to stay young so you can have that choice. You know, 20 years ago, you had no option. You just had to buck up and get your walker. You know, our concept of geriatric medicine and anti-aging therapy is not to make sure that your cane fits you properly. Our approach is to make you not need the damn cane by keeping you vital and young, and that can be done. How do they get to our website?
It is im-120.com.
That's pretty complicated.
Well, you know, you can still go to the PetteRudyCenter.com. We'll get you there.
I am.
But who can spell Petteruti?
I have a funny story. I'll have to fill you in some time on that one. Nick, how am I doing on time? He's not paying attention.
He's not paying attention at all.
So I'll tell it quickly. We have time for this. So I'm at a track meet in high school, and I'm standing at the starting line, and the girl's walking down on the clipboard taking names. And the first kid she comes up to, he goes, name, he says, Tortorella. The next one, he goes, name, he goes, Pazienza. Next one, name, Petteruti. The third one, my friend, he says, name, he goes, Richardson. She stops and looks at him and says, how do you spell that? It's Rhode Island, by golly. We love it. Mm. So in summary, we've had a few highlights today. We were talking about hair restoration and preservation. If you're noticing your hair is starting to leave you and you don't want that to happen, call us, call Dr. Leonard. We'll guide you to the right path. Our approach is topical cream and the fantastic injectable PRFM that comes from your own body and makes you grow new hair, grow new skin. It can be used in the face to keep it young. And we talked about the difference between deformity, aesthetics, and personal hygiene. And we are proposing that there is no difference, that it becomes a matter of bias. One man's deformity is another man's aesthetic. Don't ever let anybody label you as being vain because you are choosing to invest in your health, your appearance, your weight, because you are making a choice that fits your life. Don't ever let anybody put you down for that. You're just being the best you can be. Every week, folks, we're helping you be the best you can be. I'm Dr. Steve Petteruti. Up next, Tony DeJesus and the Big Blue Bug Solutions. Thanks for getting rid of the spiders in our house, by the way, Tony. I'm Dr. Steve Petteruti with Shannon and Nick. Have a great week, folks. See you next week.
News, traffic, and weather from the Seascape News Center begins.